to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is time for our special guest. It is Wednesday, February 26th, and our special guest joining us this morning in studio is Vicki Jamieson. She's with International Student Ministry here in St. Louis. Good morning, Vicki.
Good morning.
Good to have you in studio this morning.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting me.
It's nice to talk about International Student Ministry. Now, I've had the privilege of actually getting to volunteer a little bit with ISM. It was, a few years ago, I got to go visit with some of the students, I think it was Pastor Schutte and I got to go visit. Yeah, I got to visit with some of the students, and that was just a joy. But for our listeners who aren't familiar with International Student Ministry, what is International Student Ministry here in St. Louis?
Well, it's really a ministry of hospitality. First, we welcome the international students and give them a chance to be friends with people here in St. Louis. And all of us, really, we try to express God's love the best way we can, meeting the needs that we see that they have, friendship being maybe one of the best, one of the biggest.
And through simple conversations, it seems like. I know through just the little bit that I got to volunteer, a lot of the time was just spent in helping them learn English or practice their English, and just having simple conversations. How does conversation partners fit into the ISM program?
Well, most of the students that we work with are graduate students, and so their vocabulary is very good, maybe even better than mine. But they want to be able to speak, they want to understand idioms, and they want to be able to order coffee at Starbucks without looking awkward. So when they first get here, that's what they're interested in. They want to learn idioms, and they want to learn, what do people mean when they say, "What's up?"
I had the privilege of working in the international dorm when I was a student at Concordia in River Forest, now Concordia, Chicago. And I remember a lot of the students learning American idioms, and I'm thinking, what's an idiom? I didn't even know what an idiom was. And those phrases that we use all the time that we don't necessarily mean literally, but those phrases that we use, like you said, what's up, and a wet blanket, stuff like that, the phrases like that. And I remember just thinking, as I was sharing some of those with students, thinking, boy, these really are silly. Some of the idioms that we use just seem kind of awkward, or really, I don't know where they come from sometimes. They don't seem to make sense. So
exactly. We don't think about them. We just say them.
Right. Well, how did International Student Ministry come about here in St. Louis?
Well, it's been around since about 1995, and I think Ed Lang and Bob Lang and probably some other people got together and decided this would be a really special thing to do. We have quite a few universities here in St. Louis. The city is pretty special that way. So trying to figure out how to reach out at the different universities to different international students.
You're right. St. Louis is just kind of a hub for a lot of people. Probably don't think of St. Louis as a very academic city, but we have some great universities here that draw students from around the globe.
Absolutely.
So there's a large international student population here that many who don't know Jesus. So having
and we reach out to not only the students but also their families. So we think there are more than 8,000 people that we're reaching out to, not only the students and scholars, but wives that come here and they can't work, and sometimes their English isn't even as good as their spouses, so they feel awkward even going shopping. It's really nice to have a friend that they can ask questions about the just normal everyday life.
Would you say many of the students that come here have plans to return back home? Many of the international students that come here have plans to return back home, or do they have hopes of staying in the United States and pursuing a career here or furthering their studies here?
I think both. Some of the things that they're studying, the equipment that they use is amazing, and maybe it's only available in certain places in the world. So they may not exactly go home. They may need to go wherever that equipment is available.
Well, so, as you mentioned earlier, many of these students are graduate students doing research and probably working on profound things that that I would really have no knowledge of. But people who are doing amazing things and having the opportunity to build a friendship with these people, a friendship that can provide the opportunity to tell them about Jesus. Is just an amazing opportunity. Now, is International Student Ministry just a St. Louis thing, or are there other organizations that you're aware of that do something similar to this outside of St. Louis?
Well, actually, there's a group called ISM Inc., mm-hmm. and they encourage International Student Ministry in lots of different cities around the United States. So 80 or 90 ISM exist in other places.
How did you get involved with International Student Ministry here in St. Louis?
Oh, well, I think it started at Illinois State University when I was a student. Like you, I lived in the residence hall that was for international students and U.S. students, and had a roommate from Japan. And anytime I would eat a meal, I would be eating with other people from other countries. So I think, and I served as a peer minister at Wittenberg Lutheran Chapel up there.
Wow.
So that was maybe my first taste, and I loved it. So I actually went to Irvine to, now it's Concordia Irvine, and studied cross-cultural evangelism.
Wow.
So, and then met my husband and had four children, and I had a really long internship, about 18 years, and saw that International Student Ministry St. Louis had a part-time job, mm-hmm. and so I applied, and they hired me.
Wonderful. What are some of the activities? What are some of the things that International Student Ministry does here in St. Louis? I know we talked a little bit about conversation partners.
Yes, we have small groups. So mm-hmm. English conversation groups led by native English speakers, mm-hmm. Christian people that are willing to befriend international students. And it's sometimes we'll have teams of people. So maybe we'll have 15 students and three St. Louis Christian people that serve them. And we also have Bible discussion groups. So sometimes students will sign up just because they're curious about mm-hmm. the Bible, or they want to learn about U.S. culture, and they feel that if they learn the stories of the Bible, they'll learn a little more about U.S. culture. And so we really just read through the Bible. Often we'll take a gospel and mm-hmm. just literally read through it. And a lot of people will give donations so that we can give the students bilingual Bibles. Uh-huh. So they'll have English on one side and whatever their heart language is on the other side. Mm-hmm. And it's really special. It's wonderful for the Christian leaders, too, mm-hmm. to hear their perspective, their fresh ideas about God's Word, because sometimes they've never read it before.
What's the background of many of the students that come to International Student Ministry when, you know, if they're not familiar with Christianity and they want to learn the Bible, read the Bible with people here? What is the background of many of the students that you interact with?
Well, right now it seems a lot of the students that come to our Bible discussion groups are from China. So a lot of them are taught in school mm-hmm. that there is no God. So, and maybe their grandma would have a little altar where she would say little prayers or do something to mm-hmm. try to earn favor from a God. Uh-huh. But they don't really believe that. But they're curious.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they come from an atheist, many of them an atheist background, maybe Buddhist or some other Eastern religions is what it sounds like.
Right. Yeah.
How do you go about gathering volunteers to have conversation groups with these students?
Well, I think it's just inviting friends, mm-hmm. inviting people. We visit churches and let churches know mm-hmm. About the ministry and give them an opportunity to join us. So we also have Friendship Family, a program called Friendship Family, mm-hmm. and we connect students with maybe a single person or a couple, mm-hmm. somebody, a family with young children, a retired couple, all different kinds. And it turns out to be pretty special too, the relationships there. our goal there is for the students to almost feel like they have family here mm-hmm. in St. Louis. That's why we call it Friendship Families.
What about around the holidays? Are those important times for these students? And like you said, the Friendship Families, are there things that do a lot of those Friendship Families spend the holidays then with these international
yes.
students?
Yes. Thanksgiving, Christmas, and then also maybe you have a baptism in your family and uh-huh. you would invite your international student to join you for the baptism celebration or a wedding mm-hmm. celebration, some, you know, those types of things. Students are really curious and they love to be included. It's really special for them. Yeah.
We need to take a break. When we come back from that break, I'd like to hear about some of the students. Maybe you have some stories to share about some of the students that you've had the joy of working with.
Great.
So we'll do that. We'll take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll continue talking with Vicki Jamieson from International Student Ministry here in St. Louis. Stick around for more of his time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
For the next Law and Gospel, which is Insight Wednesday, we have a lot to say about the Transfiguration that we did not have enough time either on Monday or Tuesday to speak about. Plus, we're going to be only too happy to take any of your questions or comments on the Transfiguration or any other theological subject on your mind.
Weekday mornings beginning at 9:30 on KFUO.
Human trafficking is the third fastest growing criminal industry. It impacts millions of people, including tens of thousands of immigrants, and reaches virtually every corner of the U.S. This trading in the bodies and souls of human beings is clearly condemned in Scripture. The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service launched the End Human Trafficking Campaign to help educate and mobilize Lutherans to make a difference. Together we can end human trafficking. LIRS.org/EHT.
Welcome to today's lottery drawing. And today's winning numbers are not yours, not yours, and another number that's not yours. And the final number is not yours.
When it comes to having money, don't rely on luck. Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering it. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Mark Hawkinson. If you enjoy Christ-centered music from the Tom Fetke Choir, the Concordia Choirs, Fernando Ortega, the group Koine, and many more, then Jubilation is for you. Because along with those musical notes of praise, I'll season that afternoon recipe with scripture, humor, prayers, and a few personal reflections. So join me, won't you? That's Jubilation Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is good to be with you this Wednesday, February 26th. Today, we are talking with Vicki Jamieson from International Student Ministry St. Louis. And before we went to break, we were talking about the privilege that you've had of working with many of these students. And you mentioned one student who's really connected with a congregation here in St. Louis. Tell us a little bit about that student.
Yeah, this student, when he first came to the United States, he had studied the Bible at the university, mm-hmm. at just kind of a survey of the Bible mm-hmm. class. So he was interested and signed up for the Bible discussion group that we offered, one of them, and studied the Bible, and maybe a year later said, you know, I believe this. So he, over uh-huh. a long process of learning and studying, the Holy Spirit just worked faith in his heart.
What a
reading
joy.
Reading God's word. So yeah. It was awesome.
What a joy to hear that and to see that. And so now he's connected with a congregation and continuing to grow in God's word.
Right. He goes to Timothy Lutheran Church. Mm-hmm. So he attended. He was looking for a church that had people from many different cultures. Mm-hmm. So when you worship there, you yeah. kind of feel like you're in heaven. There's people from lots of places. And mm-hmm. he was able to go to Bible class and learn more and more about God's word. He was baptized and confirmed, and is really a very special part of that body of Christ there at Timothy. Yeah.
Well, thanks be to God for that and for the partnership that you have, the volunteers that you work with to spend time reading God's word with him, and to see a student like that, to hear God's word, to see faith work in him. And so now he's continuing to grow in faith. Mm-hmm. When we think about international students, you know, for young people, or really for anyone, we might be thinking about international missions, going and serving overseas, going to tell the good news about Jesus in other countries. But as you were sharing with me earlier, that we have this opportunity right here in our own backyard. It's a very international opportunity to talk about Jesus with people from all over the world, from all kinds of different countries. How can people get connected with this? How could they serve in, how can people right here in St. Louis serve and be a part of this international student ministry?
Well, I think they could start by calling me.
Very good.
And yes, I think I could have a conversation with people that are interested and just see what their gifts are and their interests are, how much time they have, and find out how they could best fit into the ministry. If they'd like to lead a small group, if they'd like to lead a Bible discussion group or English conversation group, we have a mom and baby playtime group where we connect with young, usually moms, a few dads that have young children. Often their spouses are scholars studying here in St. Louis, and so they get together, the kids play, and the moms talk and practice their English and maybe learn how to make grilled cheese sandwiches or just kind of U.S. things.
Sure. So. Oh, you brought up food. Great. I bet you get to experience a lot of international food too, don't you?
Oh, yes. We just finished making dumplings for Lunar New Year. Yes. So we learned all the techniques. It was great and delicious.
But joining us also now in studio, Susan Spitz with International Student Ministry. Good to have you in studio this morning.
Great to be here.
Did I get your name right?
You did.
Thanks so much for being our guest this morning. We've been talking with Vicki about the students that she's had the privilege of working with, and some of the joys of that, and how volunteers can help serve with International Student Ministry. Susan, how long have you been with International Student Ministry?
I've actually been involved since I moved here from Massachusetts in
1997. Wow.
So
you've been involved for quite a while.
Yep. And all that time I've been a volunteer, and it's been a joy.
Tell us about some of your experiences as a volunteer with International Student Ministry.
Well, I think sometimes people get nervous about, you know, will there be anything in common with mm-hmm. these students, or what if they can't understand me? And what I've found, I actually had a little bit of that same fear with the Chinese people, because most of my prior experience had been with people from Europe. And what I find is their sense of humor is very much like ours. And I do one of the English conversation groups like Vicki does, and it's just so much fun. We've gotten to be really good friends, and sharing the food like Vicki talked about. and I actually even had the privilege of witnessing one of the couples had a baby, and they asked me to be there in the delivery room with them, and that just was just an amazing experience, because I don't even have any children of my own. So as you can tell, obviously you become very good friends with these people if you make room for them in your heart. And it's just pretty easy. It's easier than you'd think.
And it sounds like it's not, you come to serve and volunteer, but it sounds like you've really been blessed by this,
Absolutely.
Opportunity.
I mean, that's the way God works, right? Whenever we think we're serving him, you know, if we're really seeking to serve him, we mm-hmm. often get more blessed even than the people we're trying to help. So,
what are the needs of international student ministry at this time? Vicki, are there needs that you have? Or you mentioned some of the opportunities to serve. People can get in touch with you via phone number, and we can post that with the information today on the website. But what are the needs that ISM has?
Well, we need people to pray for the ministry and the students, our volunteers. It's a wonderful feeling knowing that people are praying for you when you're sharing God's word with people, with others. And then we're looking for volunteers, so people are always welcome to join in, and it is very special. It's really a huge blessing, and you really grow in your faith, I think, when you're serving that way.
Go ahead, Susan.
I was going to say, one of the things that we are wanting congregations to be aware of is that this can be sort of like a short-term mission opportunity without going overseas, without the expense and all of that. And it's really a pretty, I guess, low-risk way of sharing your faith because, as Vicki mentioned, the people are very curious and they don't have preconceived notions. So it is it's really a good way if somebody's wanting to, you know, sort of try to, you know, if they've been a little nervous about sharing their faith, it's really a very easy way to do it.
It sounds like a very comfortable environment. It's not intrusive. It's just a relaxed environment where many of them are coming to learn English and just want some friends here.
So. Right. So it is friendship evangelism. It's not, you know, twisting your arm kind of. We really do love the students and we know that God loves them and this may be the only opportunity they get to hear about it.
Mm. Well, if someone is interested in volunteering, Vicki, what's the phone number they can call to reach you?
314-452-6406.
Very good. So that if they want to serve here, and who would be the ideal candidate? Who would be the ideal volunteer? What types of, what do they need to know or what do they, what would be good for them?
You know, we've had candidates who are retired and we've had people, volunteers who are 4 years old that, you know, we've had 13-year-olds babysit, help us, you know, with children. We've had often families that would like to volunteer the whole family all at once, and it's a perfect way to volunteer. It's very special.
And also, if you want to volunteer but you're a little nervous about it, we can pair you up with somebody who's already doing it, like a friendship family, for instance. You can just participate in one of their activities and get to know a student, and that's a good way to do it. But Vicki's right. When I first started in getting involved, I presumed that the best volunteers would be other students, and those are certainly great. But a lot of times, the international people miss the next generation. They miss their parents, and so they really connect well with people who are retired or older, who often have more time to spend. But I've been doing it. My stepdaughter was 4 when she met her first international student, and they did origami together, and it was a blessing for both of them. So, yeah.
So this really could be a blessing for a family that's looking for an opportunity to serve, an opportunity to serve in an international way. Like
Absolutely.
You said, families with little kids or retired folks.
Or grandmas and grandpas who want to do it with their grandchildren.
Sure.
So intergenerational works great with international student ministry. The students think it's perfect.
Yeah, there was a hayride event that one of the churches sponsored, and that was a lot of families got involved, and that was really fun.
So what lies ahead for international student ministry here in St. Louis? What lies ahead in the coming months, in the coming year?
Well, at the students will finish up their semester at the end, at the beginning of May, but really our work is done toward the end of April this semester. So we have a big celebration dinner on April 26th. So people are definitely invited to come, and if people would like to know about that, maybe they could send us their email address and we could email them an invitation.
Absolutely. So, yeah. Now, a dinner with a group like this, I bet that you have all kinds of great international foods.
We do. And the students are definitely invited, and it's really just almost a big family event, just celebrating what God's done this year. So the students share their stories, volunteers share their stories. It's a lot of fun. We have a small silent auction, but the big thing is just celebrating what God's done.
Very good.
And I was also going to say that when we were doing a recent strategic planning meeting, we were talking about how many students did we want to reach, and we thought about, well, how many students does God want us to reach? And ideally, it would be all of them. Mm-hmm. So I would say the future is just we're going to continue to seek God's will in terms of how we can reach as many students as possible and really communicate that blessing of eternal life to them through friendship evangelism. And so we are looking for as many volunteers as we can get, and definitely prayer partners. And even if anybody wanted to serve on the board and help us to be strategic about it, that would be helpful as well.
Well, very good. I thank you both for taking some time to talk with me this morning about International Student Ministry. Again, that phone number is 314-452-6406. Is that correct?
That's right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Susan Spitz, thanks for being our guest this morning.
My pleasure.
And Vicki Jameson, thanks for being our guest this morning.
Thank you very much.
God's blessings to you and the students you serve and all the volunteers you work with to bring the good news of Jesus to these international students right here in St. Louis in our own backyard. What a blessing. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll continue with His Time. We'll study God's Word during the 8 o'clock hour in just a little bit with Pastor Howard Jones from Abiding Savior Lutheran Church in Anderson, South Carolina. Stick around for more His Time right here on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.